Well, this is it, the height of the season for many of America's national parks. And today we take you deep into one of the most majestic of these wild areas, Glacier National Park. It straddles the Canadian border in Montana and features one of the most dramatic stretches of the Rocky Mountains, where glaciers have etched the mountain range into sharp peaks and wide valleys. Reporter Michael May takes us into the park with just what he could fit in his backpack and a microphone.
Swift Current Pass rises sharply from Going to the Sun Road, a winding highway that slithers along the edge of a deep valley in the center of Glacier National Park. My wife Rachel and I will walk 50 miles and cross three mountain passes before we see asphalt again. From the car, the mountains look impossibly steep and majestic. From the tree-covered trails, they just look impossibly steep.
So I've been hiking for about a mile or so, and we're going pretty much straight up, and we'll be camping tonight in snow, which is hard to believe, just a few miles up this trail, straight up this trail.
So. That's right, snow. Montana had record snowfalls in June this year, and the mountains still sparkle under the hot July sun. The trail starts with a merciless 2,000-foot climb through pine forests and mountain meadows. I begin to wonder why I put myself through this strain. After several hours of hiking, the wildflowers give way to snowfields. Finally, we come across a sign for our campground.
Is that for real? We just came on a sign that says Granite Park Campground, 0.6 miles. And it's just pointing directly into a forest covered with snow.
There was no trail, so we headed blindly into the woods. About 20 minutes later, we come across a sign sticking out of the snow. We have Granite Park Campsite all to ourselves. A rushing creek cuts through the snow. I cross it and walk to a clearing above the trees. And I immediately forget about the hours of slogging up switchbacks. The valley below unfolds in shadows. Snow-capped granite peaks rise into the purple sky. I now understand why the park is called the Crown of the Continent. I find a rock and sit for hours, exhausted, mesmerized.
It's very odd. I'm sitting here in snow, being bitten by mosquitoes. They will not leave me alone. They are hungry.
The next morning, we hike over the Continental Divide at Swift Current Pass. On the other side, we celebrate the joy of going downhill by boot skiing down a snowfield several hundred feet long. You can still see glaciers on both sides of the trail. They're hardly the mammoth chunks of ice that carved the valleys below and whittled the mountaintops into spire-like horns and tall, thin ridges. We pass Swift Current Glacier. Photos from the 1930s show it filling a hollow bowl in the mountain. Now it's shrunk by a third. Mountain glaciers are one of the best measures of climate change because unlike plants or animals, they have only one response to rising temperatures. They shrink. Due to global warming, the last glaciers in the park are expected to melt away in 12 years. Our next night we camp at what is still called Many Glacier Valley. We share a campsite with two teenagers on a cross-country trip.
I'm out here to get away from my mom and self-discovery. I don't know what I'd want to do with my life or myself, so I don't have a reason. I thought I'd come out here and find one.
Christina Bavinet is 19 years old and has never backpacked before. Their first day involved a 14-mile hike over a snowy pass. Christina slipped and started to slide down the mountain.
I could not stop. So then I just started worrying about what was going to happen when I got to the bottom of it.
Thankfully, there was trees at the bottom, not a cliff. She made it back to the trail and eventually back to the campsite.
The first thing I did was cry, and then I just wanted my mommy. That was it. And then ever since, I called my mom that night and told her I loved her and that I couldn't wait to come home.
Christina and her friend called off the rest of their hike. The wilderness had taught her something she needed to know, even if it hadn't been what she'd expected to learn. I think that happens to every hiker in one way or another. There's a romanticism to backpacking that can obscure its more painful and grueling aspects. I spend much more time recalling the sweeping views than the way I felt going up the passes. By the third day on the trail, I'm used to walking for hours. The rhythm of my steps becomes a sort of hypnotic tonic. I'm aware of the sounds around me, and my mind wanders aimlessly. My wife Rachel is a policy wonk for an Austin City Council member. She needs to get away to feel like this.
I like being completely disconnected from your regular life so that there's no chance of checking back in. And there's no... You make all your decisions ahead of time, and so you just go. And there's nothing to decide other than should we have the Kathmandu curry or the beans and rice. Hey, bear!
There are three main dangers in Glacier: falling off a cliff, drowning, and having a bad encounter with a grizzly bear.
Yo! Bear!
The park is home to around 300 of them. Grizzlies can weigh 1,000 pounds and are much more aggressive than black bears.
Don't test me!
It's a bad idea to surprise a grizzly, so we make a lot of noise as we walk along.
I know kung fu!
The grizzlies force Glacier hikers to get friendly. You need a permit for each campground, and there's a shared kitchen area so that food smells stay far away from the tents. No one wants to wake up to a blur of fur and teeth searching for a midnight snack. So when we arrive at camp, we sit around our portable gas stoves with our fellow backpackers. A typical conversation? The best freeze-dried food, of course.
I haven't had one
we'll
yet.
Let you know.
Oh, really?
There's an immediate intimacy among strangers cooking together in the wilderness. We meet parents who come out here with their children to get away from PlayStations and cell phones. Tonight, there's 8 firefighters here. Our next day is our longest and hardest hike, 14 miles with a 3,000-foot climb over a pass. Glacier lies where many of North America's ecosystems meet. Arctic, Pacific, the Great Plains, the Central Rockies. Plants and animals from all these environments find a home here. Deer among wildflower meadows. A bull moose grazing near shimmering Poya Lake. Bighorn sheep and mountain goats scaling impossible granite precipices high above the tree line. And then, just ahead of us, Rachel gasps, a bear.
It wasn't very big. So I worry that it's a cub and that there's a mother around, so we'll just hang out.
It was a black bear, and I didn't catch a glimpse. I was a bit relieved, but also disappointed.
I, like, went around a corner, and it was, like, 20 feet away, and it was just, as, like, it just jumped and took off.
We regrouped, ramped up our bear calls, and headed back down the trail. We had another 18 miles to reach our car. The bear could stay, but we are just passing through.
Don't eat me.
In Glacier National Park, I'm Michael May for Weekend America.
We love you, bear!
And that was reporter Michael May taking us on a trip to Glacier National Park.